dictation for Luanda, L-A-W-A-N-D-A, England, E-N-G-L-A-N-D, October 2741, addressed as a letter to Dr. Anu A-N-U Mohan, M-O-H-A-N, M-D, 810-275-0307. Dear Dr. Mohan, consultation Mrs. England with abnormal kidney function. Comes accompanied with her daughter Belinda, B-E-L-I-N-D-A. Patient moved from Missouri to Michigan because of progressive weakness. Back in January, was admitted for CHF pneumonia, spent in the hospital 6 days. A number of medications were discontinued. Presently sees yourself and cardiology Dr. Mohan. She's extremely hard of hearing. We communicated with the help of the doctor, as well as by writing down. No changes of weight or appetite. No recent nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, abdominal pain. Does have constipation or bleeding. There is chronic incontinence. She wears Depends, but denies infection, cloudiness, or blood. After hospital admission back in January, edema improved to minimal. Denies chest pain, palpitation, syncope. There is dyspnea on activity but not at rest. Denies orthopnea, PND. No oxygen, inhalers. Does use CPAP machine at night. No pyrule material hemoptysis. No upper respiratory symptoms. Does have neuropathy on treatment. No anti-inflammatory agents. She lost hearing on the left-sided trauma playing softball, baseball when she was 15, 16. Later on, lost the right hearing. Other review system done being negative. Next paragraph, the past medical history for hyperlipidemia, hypertension, CHF, a smoker COPD, depression, urinary incontinence, reflux. She's not aware of the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism. Not aware of TIS, stroke, seizures, chronic liver disease. She denies gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia, blood transfusion, denies kidney stones, gout. She does have the deafness, osteoporosis, and smoking-related COPD. Next paragraph, surgeries included hysterectomy, including tubes and ovaries. Not cancer. Prior colon surgery, colostomy and reversal. She's not aware of cancer. Bilateral lens implant for cataracts, all teeth removed, appendix, two C-sections. Right ear surgery. Prior colostomy and reversal. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, medications at home. Oxybutynin, Protonix, Crestor, Seroquel, Claritin, Metoprolol, Zoloft, Advair, Albuterol, Vitamin C, Zinc, D, Calcium, no anti-inflammatory agents. There has been at least 3 blood pressure medicines discontinued. They recognize Norvasc. They cannot tell me the other two. Next paragraph. She started smoking age 40, up to one and a half packs, presently half a pack per day. No alcohol or drugs. Patient has a sister, kidney disease, not sure it was on hemo. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph on physical exam. Weight of 93, and this is an improvement according to her daughter, was 73 a few months back. I check blood pressure. 160/62 on the left, 166/60 on the right. She's hard of hearing, but the speech is normal. She has bilateral lens implant, wears upper dentures, no teeth or dentures on the bottom. She is quite small person, looks frail, older than her age. No palpable thyroid, lymph nodes, mild carotid bruise, no JBD. Distant breast sound, COPD abnormalities, no consolidation, pleural effusion, appears regular, no pericardial rap gallop, no palpable liver spleen ascites masses, no gross abdominal bruise, good peripheral pulses, no gross edema, no gross focal motor deficit, minor erythema of the palms, no focal deficits. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries are from February. Creatinine at that time was 1.6, representing a GFR of 32, stage 3B. Normal sodium, potassium, bicarbonate up to 30. Normal albumin, glucose, liver function test not elevated, normal calcium. Normal cholesterol, triglycerides. 100 of protein in the urine, no blood. Normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 10.3. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. No symptoms of urinary encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. Does have hypertension, presently off medications. She probably has hypertensive nephrosclerosis. There is low level proteinuria in the urine, but no activity to suggest glomerulonephritis vasculitis. No evidence of nephrotic syndrome. Present potassium acid base is normal. Phosphorus needs to be updated as well as PTH. There is anemia probably from chronic kidney disease. Iron studies will be updated. Kidney ultrasound needs to be done to assess for symmetry, obstruction, urinary retention. I have no information when she was at Missouri at the time of congestive heart failure. No information for echocardiogram or valve abnormalities. We will try to obtain records if possible. We will advise with new results of testing. Only to discuss with the patient and her daughter. End of dictation.